It's time to check in again with PolitiFact Virginia, a fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, with PolitiFact editor Warren Fisk and reporter Wesley Hester. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you, Wayne?
We're doing this every Tuesday morning at 8:50 now. Warren, let me start with you on one of the most recent items that you examined for the facts. Tim Kaine, the former governor of Virginia and Democratic national chairman, made a statement that Obama's midterm approval ratings are similar to other presidents who went on to re-election. You checked it out and found it to be half true. Now explain what you mean.
Well, we went back and we compared the numbers to other presidents who had been reelected. And we went back to 1939 because that's when Gallup started doing presidential ratings. And so we took the first Gallup poll conducted at the start of every presidential year at midterm. Obama's ratings on July 4th, 49% of Americans approved of his job performance, 45% disapproved, and 6% were undecided. That's below the average for midterm presidents who went on to re-election. The average since 1939 was 57% approval, 35% disapproval. But these numbers can go up and down in a hurry, and Obama's numbers are nearly identical to Clinton's at midterms, and they're far better than Ronald Reagan, who was the least popular president, midterm president, of the last 72 years. Halfway through his first term, the nation was coming out of recession, and Reagan's job performance had 37% approval. And then 2 years later, he was reelected, winning all but one state. So we thought that Kaine was half true. He was right that the numbers are better than Clinton and Reagan, but he was wrong that they were at the average of all presidents who were reelected.
Maybe if he just stuck in the word some other presidents, that might have. Okay. So half true on the truthometer for that one. Okay, let's turn to Wes Hester now, who wrote about a couple of other political statements recently. One by Congressman Jerry Connolly from Northern Virginia. And Wes, the quote there was, "There hasn't really been a lot of net growth in the federal workforce when you compare it to, say, 1990, the words of Congressman Jerry Connolly. So what did the truthometer find there?
Right. The interview with the Washington Post was on the topic of how government employees are viewed by the public. And like you said, Connolly claimed that the federal government's workforce has not grown much since 1990, which we thought was interesting given popular opinion to the contrary. So we did check it out, and what we found was that Connolly's right that the number of official government employees has not gone up much. In fact, it's shrunk. But what Connolly doesn't mention is the fact that during that time, the use of government contractors has gone through the roof. So even if Connolly's talking only about employees working directly for Uncle Sam, he fails to explain why that number has stayed relatively flat. And that's a pretty big omission, so we gave it a half true.
Okay. And your other article recently was on a statement by Pat Mullins. He's the state Republican Party chairman. And he said, new provisions of the health care law bar the use of flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts to pay for aspirin and other non-prescription health needs, over-the-counter drugs, in other words. What did you find on that?
Yeah, Mullins was actually right about this one. As of January 1, over-the-counter medications are no longer reimbursable through flexible spending and health savings plans due to changes in the health care law. So he was correct. The reason for the changes is to generate federal revenue, most experts say. And we found that there was one thing that Mullins leaves out, which is that you can still be reimbursed for those things like aspirin if you get a prescription from your doctor. But essentially his claim is true, and we found it so.
All right. Thanks to Warren Fisk and Wesley Hester of PolitiFact Virginia, a unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who join us on Tuesday mornings to discuss the latest findings on the truthometer. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks for having us, Wayne.